Now, you're very welcome back. Well, let's talk basketball. And Ireland international Claire Melia seeks more history tomorrow in the Euro Cup final, having become the first Irish woman to make a European club decider. The Monastreven woman has been key to Ferrell's campaign and scored an impressive 27 points for her Spanish side against Lyon in the opening leg of their semi-final. With that points haul, Melia helped knock out the 2023 champions, who boast ex-WNBA stars and are owned by four-time NBA champion Tony Parker. Well, delighted to say that Claire Melia joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Claire, and thanks for taking our call, because I know it's quite a busy 24, 48 hours over there in Spain getting ready for this Euro Cup final, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, tell us about your early days growing up and playing basketball around Monastreven. Where did the love for basketball come from?
My two sisters, they played basketball. My older sister probably started around 12 or 13. She went and played up in Tulker Rovers up in Dublin. And then my other sister played as well. And then I was just going around to all the games since I was a baby. So it was sort of in my blood. My auntie used to play as well in school in Monastreven, Tom Collins. Don't know if you know of him, but he's big in basketball. And he would have been a teacher in the school down there. And then daddy and my auntie and stuff would have played sort of mixed leagues around Kildare and stuff, but wasn't anything too serious. It was more of a bit of crack.
Yeah, and the fact that Monastreven didn't have a basketball court, I believe still doesn't. Your dad has been campaigning for years to try and build one as part of a planned sports centre. Is there that kind of love for basketball around the Monastreven area? Is there enough young people that want to play it but just don't have the facilities?
Yeah, there is a basketball court now down in the secondary school, but it's not available all the time, obviously, and you have to pay for it, and that can be expensive as well to rent it out, you know, insurance-wise and things as well. That school, probably the last year or two, that's only after opening, so, you know, that's the only sort of facility. Yeah, but Daddy has been working for the last 20 years, trying to get a sports facility like that in the town, not just for basketball, just for, you know, soccer pitches, tennis courts, running track, so like an all-around sports centre. But people objected against it because of certain things and like straining into their house and things. So, you know, it's hard to try to get something in the town if not everyone in the town is up for it.
Yeah.
But like there is a lot of, my two sisters are teachers, and like one of the girls was saying to my sister like about the game that they watch it and stuff, and you know, I think if it was there and there was an opportunity to, you know, have the facilities and things, there would be more in the town. Like Gaelic football and soccer is, you know, they'd be big enough in the town, but there was no basketball or anything.
Yeah, here we've been following your career since you really started off, and it's just been brilliant watching you go from strength to strength, all the performances with Ireland, and then the move over to Spain, and now you're in this Euro Cup final. How did that move over to Spain come about to Ferrol, the club?
So Lino, the coach, he would have contacted me for a number of years just to see what I come over and play. Now, myself, I never thought I'd move away from Ireland. I like living at home and enjoying Monastreven and whatever, but just when he contacted me first, it was just after Mammy passing, so it wasn't the right time, and I probably wouldn't have lasted out here for too long if I did come out at that time. And then he contacted me every year since, and then last May when he contacted me, I had a good feeling. I said, here, I'll go out and see what it's like. So I travelled out in May last year with my boyfriend just to see, you know, the living situation and the town and, you know, little things like that, because that's all sort of important to me, you know, that you're in a safe place and you're going to enjoy living there. It's not just, you know, it's great to play a professional, but you might be in a miserable place, you know. And then I just said, oh, here, I'll go out and try it. So, yeah, I just said I'd come out with a gut feeling early telling me to go.
How have you found it in the last, so it's coming up now on a year since you've been over there on the court? It's been very successful, but how have you found settling in? I'm sure it's a bit of a difference to go from the banks of the Barrow in Monastreven over to Spain.
It is, and it isn't. Like, I thought the language would have been way worse. There's a few of us on the team, obviously, to speak English, so, you know, that helps as well. And then, like, the people out here are just really nice, like, you know, community people and helpful and things as well. Probably because you're part of the club, like, you know, it's a small place, so they know sort of that you play for basketball out here. But No, it's sort of even where I'm living now, you know, you're looking out the window, you can see the water and stuff, like, and hear the seagulls. It nearly reminds me of Tramore. We have a mobile home down there, so maybe it just that sense helped me as well, you know, feel more comfortable here.
Yeah, the on-court experience then, your performances have helped Ferrol get to this European Club Euro Cup final up against French side Villanueva, and the first leg takes place tomorrow, Wednesday, and then the second leg takes place next Wednesday. So it's going to be interesting. What way does this work then? So how did you end up getting to the final? What kind of competition is it?
So in September we had to play a qualifying round to get into the Euro Cup first. So we played a team from Italy for that, and my family travelled out to that because we were like, it's great to get the opportunity to play in this, and you know, we might not get to go on to the next stage. So they came to that, so they didn't miss out on it, to the home leg and the away one, and then we won that thankfully, and then went into the group stages, and then we were up against Galatasaray. And you know, they're a well-known team, and we bet them once, so we were in the top two, so that went on to the next round. So we played a home and away leg for each team, each round of it, and thankfully it all has gone well so far. Anyway, I think we've all surprised ourselves that we're in the final. Definitely I did surprise ourselves. Anyways, you know, this time last year we were looking at other teams that were in the Euro Cup final saying, wouldn't it be cool to be there or whatever, and then I don't think it has really hit us yet. It hasn't hit me yet anyways, and it probably won't until I'm home.
Yeah, you are the first Ireland international to get to a European club decider. Have you thought much about that yourself, or are you kind of just more focused on the team side of things?
No, not really. It's sort of it's funny to think about, you know, someone from Munster in a European final, you know, came, you know, playing outside the house in the baskets. And the tarmac and stuff, like, you know, that was my court growing up, and you know, it's just for me, it's sort of funny to think about that's where we are now.
I'm sure there's a big buzz over there at the moment ahead of it, and I was also looking at some of the photographs from the fans at previous games. A couple of tricolours in there as well, so they've taken you to their hearts over in Ferrol.
Yeah, the supporters are great. Like, there's one group that, you know, wear orange wigs and everything to have hair sort of that's supposed to look like mine. I hope my hair is not that bright. But it's no, it's great, like, the support, even if, you know, the games that we lose in the league and stuff, they're still there and backing you. There's no, you know, talking bad about you if you lose a game. Like, they're just genuine people, and they're there to support us and help us get through each game.
And your family are going to travel out, are they?
Yeah, they're coming out this they'll be here for the game until Friday. And then they're going home for a few days, and they'll be back out to France then again for the second leg.
Super stuff, and I'm sure it'll be great to have them on the sidelines cheering you on tomorrow and next week. But when you look at the success that you've had personally, that Flomax Liffey Celtics up in Leixlip has had, the Ireland national team in general, there's some great players here in Ireland, Sir Kieran Onion O'Connor, yourself, of course, and I think more and more young people are starting to show an interest now in playing basketball, and it's quite strong in Kildare.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like, the likes of Circa and Áine O'Connor and Ciara Bracken and stuff up in the Celtics as well. You know, they're good players. And we do joke about when we're on the Irish team, myself, Circa and Áine, you know, saying that Kildare are taking over, you know, having a laugh, because usually it's, you know, Cork or Dublin, the bigger cities. But yeah, no, it's great. And even for the recognition for the sport as well, it's great.
And finally, then, the preparations for the final, how have they gone? Have the nerves kicked in yet, or what's the mood like amongst the rest of the players?
No, I don't think there's any nerves yet. Everyone's different, but you know, I'm not really thinking about it too much. I'm looking forward to my family coming out and, you know, spending time with them. But in training and stuff, everyone's just, you know, doing the usual stuff and enjoying it as well. Our coach is very big on just enjoying the moment and, you know, this experience, because even for him, like, he's from Ferrol, so it's a great experience for him to, after living here and growing up here and stuff, and now he's after bringing a team to this Euro Cup final. So I think it's all about enjoying the moment as well, and just going out on the day and see what happens, and you know, play the way we can as a team. And the best thing about this team is that different people can step up on different days, so it's hard for other teams to scout it as well. And hopefully we'll go out and play as a team and a good team performance, both defensively and offensively.
Well, it goes without saying, Claire, that you have the full support, not only of Monastrevin, but of County Kildare behind you. That first leg of the final between Ferrol, which is Claire's team in Spain, and Villanueva from France takes place tomorrow. And then the second leg takes place next Wednesday. And Claire Melia from Monastrevin, the first Irish woman to play in a European club final. And this is the Euro Cup final. Super achievement. We wish you and the team the very best of luck, Claire, and thanks for joining us on the show this morning. That is all we have time for on Kildare today. We will be back again tomorrow morning at the same time between 9 and 11 o'clock. A big thanks to all our guests, to you at home for listening, and to Emma O'Connor on production. For me, Owen Beattie, have a great Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow live from 9.